It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Mfundisi, that's our question for today. What is the relationship between witnessing for Jesus and serving specific needs?
All right. I think serving specific needs is actually a drive that comes from our professed freedom that we find in Jesus Christ, in that in everything that we are in and afflicted on here on earth, yet we find ourselves being freed in the hope of Jesus Christ and what he has given us through the death on the cross. And therefore, with the death of Jesus Christ, we believe that there is a new way of doing things, which takes us back to what God has intended for us. And therefore, this freedom becomes a theme that actually makes us not to ignore those things that are plaguing our communities and are keeping people still oppressed under whatever issues may be, family issues or hunger or issues of that nature. So when we come to serve, we are actually reversing those, and we are actually instituting the love of Christ in action in our communities. Therefore, the relationship is very strong, because in serving specific needs, we actually develop relationships with those that are around us, so that they can see the love that we profess through the scriptures and what has happened in our lives. I think that is how I would define probably a relationship between the two.
Okay. When you say a relationship, you mean they are not the same, and perhaps one is superior to the other?
I do not know about the superiority, but I do know that we have been given a mandate to actually witness. But in witnessing, we do not only witness by professing, but we also witness in our lives and in the way that we handle our lives. And part of that is serving, which shows the love of Christ that has been bequeathed upon our lives. And therefore, I think even Christ uses the example of the Good Samaritan to show that even though he was not like the clergy that went by without serving their brother, that at the end of the day, they still showed love in the example that they showed in caring for the other.
Okay.
So that is what we're doing. So I don't know if the other is superior to the other, but what I do know for sure is that they complement each other greatly, because you cannot profess the freedom that we receive in Christ without doing something to actually alienate or reverse the impact of that, whatever that is oppressing the community.
So which comes before the other then? Which one should we begin with? Or is there one perhaps that can happen and then perhaps the other can follow? Which one should we follow or start with first?
I don't think they are mutually exclusive.
Okay.
I think in witnessing, you also have a drive to serve. You know, Peter says, silver and gold I have none, but I have this word that I trust in, and with it you shall rise. And I'm trying to say that I don't think there was an order of priority there,
okay,
but there was somebody that was saying that I will not leave you stranded with whatever that you're battling with, because there is freedom that we receive in Christ Jesus.
Okay. All right. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Mfundisi, thank you very much. I appreciate your answer.
I know you'd love to engage me some more, but I love these segments because they are very short.
Indeed. Indeed. One day, Mfundisi, you mean Mfundisi, one day.
I can tell.
Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the listeners as well. Thank you.
It's not just music, it's your way of life, how you live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.